Welcome to the Wedlake Bell Legal Podcast, covering a range of legal topics, including updates from our four practice groups: private client, real estate, business services, and dispute resolution.
Welcome to episode 13 of the Wedlake Bell Legal Podcast. I'm Alison Hills, a partner in the Pensions and Employee Benefits team here at Wedlake Bell. Today, I'm going to give you a run-through of how the changes to the law regarding civil partnerships and same-sex marriages may affect your pension scheme, and I'll also give you some action points for you to consider. Pensions can be seen as somewhat old-fashioned. Indeed, it's thought that they date back to Roman times, when centurions received an annuity when they had ceased to be in active service. Whilst the modern face of pensions, being auto-enrolment, seems to be riding high, there are a lot of final salary schemes which, without proper attention, can become out of date very quickly. Back when the first old age pension scheme was introduced by the government in 1908, there was no such thing as a same-sex spouse or a civil partner. You either married someone of the opposite sex, or you were, in the eyes of the law, single. Things have, of course, changed dramatically since then. The first development in this arena arrived in 2000. The year 2000 saw many developments in pensions. Equitable life closed to new business, pension sharing in divorce became possible, and the EU adopted legislation entitled the Equal Treatment Framework Directive. Now, this EU law prescribed that member states, including the UK, were required to make changes to their legislation to give effect to the general framework for equal treatment and non-discrimination in employment law as required by the directive. Amongst other things, civil partners were, in effect, prohibited from being discriminated against in the field of employment. The UK adopted a revised domestic law in the form of Equality Regulations and the Civil Partnership Act 2004, with the intention of giving effect to the requirements of the EU directive. This act came into force on 5th December 2005. It was widely accepted that civil partners were, under the Act, entitled to receive the same benefits upon death of a scheme member as an opposite-sex spouse, subject to a carve-out for benefits relating to the member's contracted out service from 6th April 1988 onwards. A few years later, the Equality Act 2010 came into being. This Act contained a non-discrimination rule, which applies to pensions. However, paragraph 18 of Schedule 9 of that Act provided an exception to the non-discrimination rule, and that exception allowed for restrictions on benefits which relate to service before 5th December 2005, the date the Act came into force. When same-sex marriages were legalised, the minimum death benefits which same-sex spouses were entitled to from occupational schemes, according to the Marriage Same-Sex Couples Act 2013, mirrored the provisions for civil partners. So that all seemed rather settled and straightforward. Schemes had to treat same-sex spouses, opposite-sex spouses, and registered civil partners the same in respect of contracted out benefits accrued since the 6th of April 1988 and all other pension benefits accrued since the 5th of December 2005. However, some remained frustrated about the unequal treatment which applied to earlier accrued pension benefits. Indeed, one case, Walker and Innespec, ended up in the Supreme Court. And in July 2017, it was concluded that Mr. Walker's same-sex spouse was in fact entitled to a full spousal pension, with no exclusion of pre-5th December 2005 benefits. This has meant that final salary schemes have had to change their approach yet again, in many cases requiring an amendment to the scheme rules. One might think that there couldn't be any further change in this arena. However, if you thought that, I'm afraid you would be incorrect. In 2018, the Supreme Court had to consider a legal campaign from Rebecca Steinfeld and Charles Keedon, an opposite-sex couple who sought permission to enter into a civil partnership. The Supreme Court ruled that the prohibition of heterosexual civil partnerships was discriminatory and that the Civil Partnership Act was incompatible with the European Convention on Human Rights. Further changes were afoot. On the 26th of May 2019, this year, the Civil Partnerships, Marriages and Deaths Registrations etc. Act 2019 came into force. This legislation amends the Civil Partnership Act 2004 and will allow opposite-sex couples to enter into a civil partnership in England and Wales. Trustees and employers should now consider whether their scheme rules are compatible with this change or whether they need to make any further amendments to ensure compliance with this new law. Another point which doesn't necessarily stem from legislation, but one which I've noticed in general practice, is that some schemes don't necessarily embrace the flexible way in which some people choose to live their lives and conduct their personal relationships. One example of this was a scheme which provided for a spouse's pension for so long as the couple remained married. We have seen some schemes pay a pension out to the spouse of a deceased member, even though they haven't been in touch for years, and the deceased was actually in a new relationship which involved a degree of financial interdependence. In other cases, we have seen trustees hamstrung and prevented from paying a dependence pension to a financially dependent partner because they were not married or in a registered civil partnership, simply because the wording of the scheme rules only provided for a pension to be payable to a spouse or registered civil partner. I would really encourage all employers and trustees to conduct a review of the benefits payable upon death of a member to ensure that their pension schemes reflect and embrace the employer's hopefully modernising views of the various ways people choose to conduct their personal lives and relationships. So I'll round up now with some action points for trustees and employers to consider. Number one, have you updated your scheme rules and administrative procedures to ensure that same-sex spouses, registered civil partners, whether same-sex or opposite-sex, and opposite-sex spouses are all entitled to the same benefits upon the death of a member without any different treatment in respect of benefits accrued prior to 5th December 2005? And number two, have you considered whether you wish to modernise your scheme rules in respect of divorces and dependent partners? We don't want any of our listeners to end up in court as a result of failing to consider these points properly. This has been episode 13 of the Legal Podcast. I hope it's been useful. Thank you very much for listening. If you have any questions relating to today's topic, please do not hesitate to contact me. My contact details are available on the website.
You just listened to the Wedlake Bell Legal Podcast. If you liked our episode and want to know more, then check out our website, www.wedlakebell.com. Wedlake Bell. Building relationships is at the heart of everything we do.